man wrote the wrong date on the receipt. I went and paid the motel bill by having gone down to the bank and took the cash out with an actual check drawn, and I have a memo line, and the memo line room here, because I don't have the room already. So the date was incorrectly put on the check. I don't mind if he wants me to move out tomorrow, but it's a day early. So if it's a day early, he owes me a seventh of the rent back. I need him to confirm that he made his own mistake without having an argument with the man, because he's not listening. He's belligerent. How is the best way to do that? Come down to the police station and have you guys stamp the receipt that I have as paid for, or what? I don't know how to do this. In some towns it's easier, in others, and I don't know how to do it in Denver.
It's all a civil issue.
I know.
So there's really nothing we can.
So do I call the sheriff's department to do that? Because that's what the sheriff does as well, right?
Well, no, the sheriff doesn't necessarily do anything like that. I can't tell you if he's not willing to admit that he made a mistake, then there's nothing I'm going to be able to tell him to make him change his story.
Okay.
If you think that, you know, if you paid more than, you know, if you paid him for a certain amount of time to stay in the hotel and he's kicking you out a day early and you want that money back,
right,
that's something you can ask him for. If he says no because he doesn't think you made a mistake, then you have to sue him for it.
That's what I'm going to try. I'm going to try to tell you something, sir, that I want you to hold yourself to this story. You know, you're very calm and collected. I'm at the La Vista Motel down the street from Colorado Health Network. Colorado Health Network is who I have really a dispute with. The fact, of course, I went to New York and back already. The fact that I left and came back in my own car. The fact that they should have told me my case management services were suspended for 6 months, which they didn't. I would have been out of the state on a different route of trip. Okay, I'm here trying to dispute an argument with their own office, the fact that their own office has created an entire lineage of stuff, and that's one other element. The fact that I will personally do this just to get the attention of the man on the Colorado Health Network, because this is really his fault.
Okay.
The fact that the fault of moral responsibility carries on to the courier to why I'm actually in the space in the moment, and that his name is James, and I'm assuming your calls are recorded, and so are mine at the time here. His name is Jamie Villalobos. He's the director of the Colorado Health Network. The fact that I've had a dispute with them for so long, the mismanagement of my case, I'm going to proceed, and I need advice with this. Wherever I am, how do I file if I'm way far away? Do I have to have an attorney come through and do that? Or can I have a friend file the case for me?
You know what? Let me put you on hold real quick, and I'll be right back with you, and I'll help you out. Okay.
Thank you. It'll be the catalyst, see? Send me a call recording. One more addition, another thing to put on the call recording. Yeah, Mr. Villalobos, I'm going to sue you for just that one point to get an instantaneous reaction that you're going to have to actually handle a reaction to something instead of ignoring it. Because you are actually criminal at this point, a criminal of neglect.
Okay, I'm back with you.
Yes, sir.
If you have the ability to consult a lawyer about all this, then that's absolutely something that you're able to do.
Okay.
you can also file it yourself.
Okay. I'm going to tell you that what occurred in the office before I left, which was the 6th, I told Faduma, my case manager, that next time something like that happens, I'm going to do a citizen's arrest, because what they're doing is criminally neglectful or criminally to the formation. This is a health issue. Okay, and that they're abusing a health issue to the form of neglect and abuse. So I wanted to get the man's attention in a way they'll actually respond with a legal process. But I really don't want to sue the people, because then it's taking the funds away from the community as a supportive element. I just want to get my message across really seriously.
Well, really, the only legal recourse you have is a civil suit.
Right. I got the process. I understand what the process is, and I can't remember your name off the top of my head, but this is call recording. I have call recordings from my mother, because on my phone, like, everything has been call recorded, because I've had a hate and harassment campaign for over 11 months before my eviction case from Chesney Klein John Apartments here okay. in Denver. In fact, I had this happen. Nobody has been able to pull themselves into their own frame reference that I'm having this happen. And then eventually it got into a conspiracy exposed situation after that October. In October, I had my car stolen in January, and a bunch of everything. You can look up my record right now. It's that my car was stolen. Everything, nobody's taking this as serious as it was, and the fact that the source of this becomes exposed, the source of it was internal in my own building, and if I had somebody helping me from within my circle of help there, that maybe we would have been able to take care of it sooner. But it has seriously altered my mental status right now. I was actually, when I went to New York, I was hospitalized from the 21st, psychiatrically hospitalized, from the 21st to the 30th. I need an advocate. I'm trying to get an advocate to help me. And I now have another issue on top of it. I'm not arguing with the man. I'm not going to argue with the man. I'm going to sue him just because I want to have a holding in Denver to hold this. This is the truth, sir. I have a completely peaceful way of bearing a cyber identity and technology. I have a solution to bring forward in this. I own a solution to bring forward into this. The only place of reference that is truly educational is conflict at conflict.colorado.edu. Look it up. There's the Colorado Conflicts Consortium. I want to proceed to a nice transfer a way to get into a network of people within this space. But nobody is giving me a chance to prove myself. They want to throw me off into mental illness, and I cannot get into mental illness that I actually have something better than that, because the mental illness is caused by people not understanding and not being my case manager. My case manager is no longer working there. She's terminated for whatever reason. This all occurred when I was out in hospital care. Nobody gave me any information. I would not be here, like I said, if they told me my case management was canceled. This is a lineage of intentional, creational confusion on a person who is mentally ill. They have that has an issue, and intentional. And I can't. And I'm recording this. I hear you. I want you to know. I've talked to sheriffs, and I put a Facebook Live. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I did another Facebook Live. I'm putting this on. And this sound recording I'm putting on Facebook and then wherever. I'm putting this in published form. I have to understand why a society does not want to give a chance of a person with disability, when I go to the United Nations or try to, the Convention of the for Rights of Persons with Disabilities is what the platform to which I'm holding standard to, and nobody's holding that standard, which is not a criminal issue, obviously. Again, that's not even a civil issue in America. If I cannot get this resolved, I want a world court. Okay, now I'm going to give you one more fact, and I'm my domain identities. It's grewup.net. It's grewup.net. It's the center line. Site Advisor references it as an education reference site. To the left of that would be the high-speed internet, super-fast lane, like on a freeway, the high-speed line. Okay, that's realuphuman.net. Okay, and on the right side of that, okay, is the domain name, and I've had this for 10 years, and it's real. It's fuckedhuman.net. I also own its equivalents of muckeduphuman.net, and you can do this right now, here and now. Go to Denver CAP, which is the Denver Colorado AIDS Project, over at Colorado Health Network, Denver CAP. muckeduphuman.net, and it will open a file directory. Okay? I put it all in the file directory there. The fact that I have not able to get anybody to be as serious as a heart attack, that's necessary to become a parent, that I'm not mentally ill to a dysfunction. I'm mentally ill to a dysfunction because of them, not because of me. I am functional, and I put all of this on the web. And when somebody takes an advocacy and looks at what's happened, I want an apology for what has happened, and a recognition that I have a breach of contract from my tenancy, which is a period of several months, about $4,000, and I want that money sent to the It Gets Better Project, which is about gay suicide. That's all I want as far as money is concerned. I do not want a big loss. I want no money, none of all that. That's not what I'm wanting. I want an apology and a commitment to the hashtag Here For You, Instagram, Facebook, mental illness camp up by NAMI 2 months ago now. I want a commitment that they understand what is going on and do not force their opinion, which they are absolutely out of their minds, of right, and I don't say I'm right, I just know that they're not right. They push everything too fast at me. My mental computational speed score is 95. I'm able to conduct a normal conversation normally, but when you press it over, it gets confusing. I'm not even confusing right now. I'm just holding my focus. When I hold my focus, it may look like I'm angry. It's a way my brain gets it's adrenaline, and it may look like I'm angry, but I'm not. I'm just trying to put some adrenaline in my mind so I can carry on. That's all it is. And she made it sound that I was violent, but I wasn't. I stood up to go back to my car, and then now I'm harassing. I'm not even harassing. I cannot understand why these people and anyone else in the society doesn't understand us this way. And I'm done with my calls. So I appreciate you listening to me.
No problem.
And I want you to confirm that someday you know, just go to Denver. it's Denver CAP. I know it is, but I can pull it up right now. I can hold it. I hold it. My own hit link site tracking, Denver CAP. muckeduphuman.net. My own site tracking that I'm talking to you right now. My statistics hit there. That it says index of, okay, call records, Facebook, faxes, messenger, Denver CAP files, Twitter, fadumo@coloradohealthwork.net or .org, josephhudson@coloradohealthwork.org. Those are all directories. Messenger CAP, the HTML file, and a seal that I created for myself that I approve of what is here. It's a seal that has Martin Driscoll, truly surpass, all meet in the middle, a seal of approval, premable and the good. And so that I approve of the materials that are on this website as of right this moment. And I approve of it. And there's a lot of it there. The fact that it is on record, and I am pulling a record that there right now, and it shall remain there at least through September 1st. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you. single person.